This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, COVID-19 claims the life of a prominent black conservative, Herman Cain. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
The coronavirus has sadly claimed another victim. Herman Cain was 74 years old and had previously battled aggressive cancer that started in his colon and migrated to his liver. Cain told an audience of Atlanta Young Republicans that he prayed and prayed and prayed more than I've ever done before in my life. And when I finally realized that it was God saying that this is what I need you to do, I was like Moses. You've got the wrong man, Lord. Are you sure? He recovered from that cancer and knew that God was speaking to him through his survival, that the Lord had other plans for him, to run for president of the United States in the 2012 election. He had tried his hand at running for office before, but this time he was met with extremely hostile opposition and accusations. Sadly, he conceded to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. During that campaign, Herman was one of the top candidates on the Republican primary ticket. Even though he wasn't as successful as he had hoped in becoming an elected official, he combined his life experience as director of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City, being a successful businessman and entrepreneur, turning around failing companies, being a graduate from Morehouse College, received his master's degree from Purdue, and even served as a civilian mathematician for the United States Navy. He impacted people through his The Herminator experience and his conservative talk radio show. He was a strong supporter of conservative values and President Trump. He even was the co-chair of the group Black Voices for Trump. He was featured in the documentary Uncle Tom, which was produced by Larry Elder, another African-American conservative commentator and radio host. It is not clear where he became infected, but Herman greatly enjoyed going to Trump rallies. 2 weeks after attending the Tulsa rally, he was hospitalized with complications due to COVID-19. His social media team wrote that, "We knew when he was first hospitalized with COVID-19 that it was going to be a rough fight. He had trouble breathing and was taken to the hospital by ambulance. We all prayed that the initial meds that they gave him would get his breathing back to normal, but it became clear pretty quickly that he was in for a battle." In response to the news of Mr. Cain's passing, President Trump tweeted, "My friend Herman Cain, a powerful voice of freedom and all that is good, passed away this morning. Herman had an incredible career and was adored by everyone that ever met him, especially me. He was a very special man, an American patriot, and a great friend. I just got off the phone with his amazing wife, Gloria, daughter, Melanie, and son, Vincent, to express my deepest condolences to the entire family. Melania and I loved Herman Cain, a great man. Herman, rest in peace." Herman was a man of faith, as well as a great example of how through diligence and hard work, you can achieve the American dream. He was called one of the greatest conservative voices of all time. Pray for his family that they would find comfort during this time, and pray that others will carry on his legacy.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.